What's wrong, sweetie? What's the matter? Go back to sleep. What's the matter, sweetie? My little angel, my little tuba. Go back to sleep. Shh, it'll be okay. Go back to sleep.
Maybe she's got a tummy ache.
What's wrong, darling? Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, sweetie. Go back to sleep.
Why are you still up?
I don't know. I can't sleep.
How come?
I don't know. Did Tuba wake you up? You know, you'll have 1,000 sleepless nights by the time she grows up. And when she grows up.
Are you mad at Dad? Don't worry. He was angry. He didn't mean what he said.
No. I'm mad at myself. Your dad was right. I shouldn't have neglected Mehnush and Mehran like that.
Mom, we're all negligent.
I shouldn't have been. I kept watching Mehnush and asking her where she was going and when she was coming back. But I never knew what was going on inside her heart.
Well, all of that is over now. So try not to worry so much.
Your father was right. I don't know Mehnush at all. We spent our entire life living together like two strangers in one home. But it's as though we haven't met each other yet.
Mom, you shouldn't blame yourself for what happened with Mehnush. It was Menush's fault. She was involved as well.
Sweetheart, I don't want to spend my life looking for people to blame anymore. No, I don't want to do that. Go and see how your wife and baby are doing.
No. I want to be with you. Dad told me to. He told me to look after you for tonight.
Do you know that after 20 years, this is the second night that your father has left me alone?
Did he have an argument? 20 years ago as well, is that it?
No. He had sold some shoes to a customer in Gorgon who wouldn't give him his money. He kept making up excuses. So your father decided to go there himself. He left at first light so he'd be back by night. But the roads had been closed because of heavy snow. This is the second night he's left me alone during the past 20 years.
I would do anything for you, Mother.
Thank you, dear. I remember it was really cold that night as well. Oh.
Or memories? I have many memories. Memories that have influenced me are aplenty in my mind. Isn't it strange how memories can affect your life so many years later? It's a strange thing to think or to say, but they do. There was once a time when I knew a guy. His name was Madani. I went up to Madani and I said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And he decided to pick a fight with me. So I pushed him into a glass window and he was seriously injured. I mean, like, really cut up. And then the neighbors came running out and they were yelling and screaming and all of that.
Had he done something or said something to your sister?
Nah, man, I didn't let it get to that stage, no.
Did your sister ask you to deal with that guy?
Nah, my sister was a really simple girl. She didn't understand all these things.
Mm-hmm.
When I told her I was going to beat the hell out of that guy, she said, "Ismael, that guy never even looked at me."
Well, then why did you decide to beat him up?
I already told you, my sister was naive. She was just a kid. She didn't know that guy was hanging around our place to check her out.
And what was it that made you so sure?
Because he used to stand in that spot exactly at the times when my sister would leave and come home. Stand there with his bald head.
Didn't you say his shop was there?
So what if it was there? Shop owners don't stand outside their shops, they stand inside the shop. I think he deliberately opened his shop there for that purpose.
So you're saying he bought a shop in your street just so he could check your sister out?
Yeah, he was one wild creature, he was.
So he had only just moved into your neighborhood when you picked a fight with him?
No, it had been for 3 or 4 years.
Didn't you say your sister was in 6th grade when you had a fight with him?
Well, yeah.
Well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have been really young 3 or 4 years earlier. Why would that man buy a shop in your street back then because of your sister?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't. Anything is possible in this day and age. And besides, age doesn't really matter to these kinds of people.
And did he end up suing you?
Yeah, he did. But I didn't back down. In the police station, I turned to him and said, "Don't think you're so good just because you're in a police station. If I see you near my house again, I will beat you up."
What happened next? Did they find you innocent at the police station?
No. They're right when they say the law is blind. They, of course, judged me unfairly, and I had to spend an entire 20 days in prison.
Why such a short time?
Well, my dad intervened. He went over to his family and got their consent so they could release me. I reckon what he did was a mistake, though.
Why is that?
It's obvious I had every right to beat that jerk up. My dad humiliated himself by begging them to give consent. He made a mistake.
But if they hadn't given their consent, you would have had to spend a long time in jail.
Who cares? I didn't mind staying there. I could have at least showed the guy a thing or two. When they eventually released me...
Does Samane know about this?
No. Of course not. All I need is for them to hear that. They're already making up stories about me and sending me here. If they'd known about it, they would have asked me to break up with her overnight.
All right, Ismael. I think that's enough for today.
You mean for today?
That's right. I'll tell my receptionist to make your next appointment.
Come on, counselor. Give me a break. Finish this silly game already. I can't be bothered coming here every day. I can't do it. Finish it. Be finished with this garbage already.
Why do you call it a silly game? We're starting to get somewhere now. I'm starting to understand quite a few things.
Like what have you understood so far?
I haven't concluded anything just yet, but I can tell you these sessions are proving to be very useful.
I told you these things to let you know that I've been through many ups and downs in my life. Do you understand that? I mean, there is a reason. And a logic behind every word I've said and every move I've made. You can't go wrong with it. Yeah, so I can understand that you've got a good education, you've gone to university, but the experience I've had in life is worth 10 times more than the education you've received. I've lived in society. I've seen so many different people. My experiences are very real. So could you please do me a favor and tell Samane's dad to hold the wedding already? Otherwise, I might retaliate after our marriage and then... I won't let Samane visit her parents, you know, and I'm saying this in front of you now, so that they don't come complaining later on, okay?
Well, if I say it to him like that, your father-in-law will become very upset with you.
So what? I'm sorry, but we can't wait around for the rest of our lives. He might be happy one day and upset the next. I have a say too, you know. We want to get married already. I mean, I want to get married already. I have that right, don't I?
All right. So come here a little while longer and then I'll tell them in due time.
Oh, come on. You can tell me to come here all you want, but I am not coming here anymore.
All right, but why are you getting angry
again? Look, ma'am, why won't you leave me alone? Why won't you let us begin our life together? Why won't you let us have this? Yes, you!
You can be sure that whatever I'm doing is to help you and Samine have a better life.
You keep saying that, but you always end up doing whatever you want. You really want to help us? You really want to help? Okay. Well, go talk to Samine. Tell her your poor old husband doesn't want you to buy any furniture. He doesn't need you to have a damn college degree, okay? These things aren't important to him. Tell her to go talk to her parents and get this all over with. It's like, It's like that poem, what was it again? We've come to join two people together. We're not here to separate them, okay? Look, let me tell you, you shouldn't wait for Samine and I to break up. Do you understand? You understand? Because if that happens, then it will all be over between you and me. You got that? I do not like threatening people. But when I see that my life is falling apart in front of me, I'll do anything to protect it. I mean, I'm capable of anything, really. You got that? I mean, I know you've tried really hard during this time to make things work between me and Samine, but to be honest, I really don't have the patience for these silly things anymore. It's time now for this program to finish, do you understand? Yeah.
Very well. Okay.
Thank you very much. Hopefully one day, Samine and I will repay you for your kindness, okay? See you around. Goodbye.
Hello?
Should I send the next patient in?
Not yet. Please wait 5 minutes.
Certainly.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi. Where were you?
Where do you think? I was sorting out the money for the wedding.
Didn't you go see the counselor?
Yeah, I did. This is for you.
What's this for?
It's for the permission that I got from the counselor.
Permission for what?
For getting married, of course. Thank the Lord.
Really?
Yes. Is your dad home?
Yeah, he is.
Hello, Kazem. How are you?
Hello, how are you, Ismail?
Good, thank you. Isn't your mum home?
She is. She's upstairs praying.
Sit down, please. Sit down.
No. I'm gonna go upstairs to Samine's room and I'll talk to her for a few minutes and then I'll leave.
No worries.
Excuse me. Aren't you coming?
Yeah, okay. Let me pour you a cup of tea first. You go ahead.
Okay.
What did he say he received permission for?
For the wedding.
From who?
From the counselor.
So that's why he brought these sweets?
Yeah.
Didn't the counselor say you should postpone the wedding? How come she changed her mind so quickly?
I'm not really sure. I'm surprised too.
Maybe Ismail's making it up. You should call the counselor and ask her yourself if you could.
Okay, I'll go see her.
I'll come with you if you think it's necessary.
No, it's okay, Dad. I'll go ask her myself.
And tell her she shouldn't give her permission until she's absolutely certain.
Ismail?
Hi, hello, Mum.
Hello, dear. Why are you standing here?
I was waiting for Samine to come. She's, pouring some tea.
Go wait in her room. She'll bring the tea in there.
No, it's getting late. I'll come by some other time. Excuse me.
Esmael?
I suddenly remembered I had to go buy something for Mum. I'll drop by later. I'll see you later, Kazem. Goodbye.
What happened, Mom?
He was standing up there listening to what you were saying.
Don't believe what Ismael tells you until you hear it from the counselor.
That's right. He had a shop in the Grand Bazaar. Yeah. He was a wholesaler of clothes. He then changed his business.
Yes, I remember. But he didn't sell his shop, did he?
He did. He sold his shop and none of his children came to work in the bazaar.
I remember. He had such good children.
Yeah, he had good children. They were so well-mannered and polite, but they didn't like the selling business. They were after government and office-type jobs and things like that.
Why did he sell the shop, Dad? Why didn't he rent it out?
Well, because renting out property has its own problems.
Grandma?
His shop was also owned by a...
Who is she?
Well, how do you remember that?
She is your dad's aunt, Soraya. I told you about her last night.
She's so pretty.
Yes, she was really beautiful. There were so many guys who wanted to marry her.
Really?
I
wish she was here so I could see her.
There's not much beauty left in her anymore. Her poor soul's changed so much.
Wow.
That must be Mediel Parastu.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello, hi, Grandma.
My darlings. How are you?
Look at you.
Go give Grandma a hug.
Angel. Come here, you little munchkin. I think they've worn you out, my little princess. Oh, my little sweetheart. Hello, Granddad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sweetie. Hello,
hi,
son.
Hi, Granddad.
So nice to see you.
How are you, Granddad?
I'm great. Why shouldn't I be when you're all here with me? You don't know how happy I felt when I saw my darling little Manouche. She gave me so much energy.
Where is Manouche?
She was here a moment ago. Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hello.
You can have your daughter
back. Hey, come
back.
Here, my darling girl.
She's my little angel.
Come, sit down,
my
Dad, sit
little
down.
Princess.
Hello there. You didn't say hi to me today.
Say hi to Granddad. She did.
Look at her.
Medi, let me change her diaper.
Here. Where's Aunt Homa?
Homa? She was up all night talking to Manouche. She didn't sleep a wink. She went to the hospital first thing this morning. You haven't had lunch yet,
have
you?
That's right. Everyone's hungry.
Okay, I'll get it ready.
Thank you very much, Mum.
So, how have you been, Grandad?
Good, thanks.
And what's been happening?
Good, thanks.
Why are you sitting here? Manouche? Why are your eyes so puffy?
I couldn't sleep last night, that's why.
How come?
I don't know.
You're standing here talking. She's going to get a rash.
I don't want to trouble you, Grandma.
Let me go change her diaper. Come here, my sweetie.
Thank you.
That's all right. I'll take care of her. Let's go and change your diaper, sweetie pie.
Manoush, look at me. Why are you crying?
I feel depressed.
What for, sweetheart? It's all over now. Forget about it.
It's over, but it ended in a really bad way, Paris, too. I feel so humiliated in front of Mom and Dad and Mehdi and you.
Sweetheart, you shouldn't feel that way. That day when Mr. Ruhi's daughter came over and said those things, it made me really upset. I answered her back. But now I'm starting to think that God really showed you his mercy by sending her. He wanted to open your eyes before things got really embarrassing. So instead of crying, you should be thanking God right now. Stop crying.
Is Mom really upset with me?
I would be lying if I said no. But now that you've realized you've made a mistake, I'm sure Mom will forgive you. She'll forget about it. So don't worry. Everyone will get over it in a few days. I'm not saying that the people around you aren't important, but your life is more important. Each mistake that you make will have an impact on your life. And there are some mistakes that leave traces behind in our lives that aren't so easily forgotten.
Paris, too, I'm not saying that my behavior was appropriate, but the other people who worked for that company were responsible, too, for what happened.
What do you mean?
From the first day that I started working there, everyone was against me in that company. They were all really mean towards me, Paris, too. I'm not saying that Mr. Rui's behavior was appropriate. He made mistakes, too, but it was my fault, too, and I wanted something like that to happen so that the other employees would show more respect towards me and leave me alone. I made a really huge mistake here.
Oh, honey. Calm down, sweetie. Don't cry.
Oh. Is she crying again? She's been crying ever since she got here last night. I kept asking her and her father what the matter is, but they won't tell me anything. Paris, do you tell me? What's the matter with her?
Nothing. She's just being a baby.
Well, she is our baby. She comes to her grandparents' house after all this time, so she's going to get pampered.
Yes.
Could one of you take her from me, please? While I go and whip up a salad for lunch, your dad wants to leave soon.
No, you go sit down, Grandma. We'll take care of everything.
Don't worry, I'll make
it
in a second.
Thank you, darlings. Okay, we'll go and sit down. Love you so much.
I'll take care of it.
Come on, let's go and sit down.
Manoush, I'll be waiting for you in the yard, honey.
I'm helping clean up. I'll be with you in a moment, Dad.
All right, honey. Take your time. Mehdi, can you come out here a minute?
Sure, Dad. I'm coming.
What is it, Dad?
Why is it that you didn't say hi to your sister?
Well, Dad, I really didn't expect such a thing from her. I'm pretty upset.
I know. But you can't fix things by frowning. That's what I was trying to make your mum understand. Besides, Manoush realizes she's made a mistake now. I had a long talk with her last night. I told her everything that was needed to tell her. And besides, who doesn't make mistakes? We all make mistakes.
Yes, I know. I respect what you're saying, but I really don't know why I didn't expect such a mistake from my own sister.
Put an end to it, son. Don't drag this on any further.
Okay.
By the way, how has your mum been?
Not too well. She didn't sleep at all last night.
How come?
You mean you don't know why? She said it was the first time in 20 years that you left her alone at night. Dad, I feel sorry for Mom. After you said those things to her yesterday, well, she just kept blaming herself for the things that had happened to Manush and to Mehran.
Are you ready, dear?
I'm ready, Dad. Goodbye. Give Auntie a kiss.
Where are you going? Stay and I'll drop you off in the evening.
I keep telling her the same thing.
No, I better go. I really miss Mum. Hey, Mehdi. I'm sorry.
And I'm also very sorry for yelling at you.
Hey, Paris, too, when are you coming to our place?
We'll be there soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Hey, Manush. Bye. Do you think you can get Mum and Dad to make up tonight?
I need to see whether Mum and I can make up first.
What are you two whispering to each other? We're all waiting. Let's go already.
Goodbye. See you, Grandma.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. Let's go, honey.
Believe everything that Mr. Rui's daughter said.
I don't know, darling. I haven't spoken to your mother since yesterday.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
Hello. Is this what I deserved? Is that how I raised you?
Mum. I don't know what Mr. Rui's daughter told you, but you shouldn't believe her. Really, you shouldn't, Mum.
Even if she was lying, you gave her permission to come here and talk about you like that with the way you behaved at work.
Absolutely right. I'm sorry.
I never allow anyone to say anything bad about you guys. And then you go and do something like that that makes his daughter come here and say things that make me feel so embarrassed that I want to die and not hear those things. I don't ever want to hear those things. There's nothing worse for a mother than to see her own child ruining her future with her own two hands. Get up now. Don't cry. Go and thank God that he opened your eyes before it was too late. Your dad was right. It was my fault too. I kept arguing with you instead of trying to be your friend. But you need to remember, that your father and I won't be by your side forever. We won't always be able to talk or argue with you. You need to be able to make the right decisions on your own, my sweetheart. Go and wash your face now, darling. If your dad sees you like this, he'll pick a fight with me again.
To me carefully. From now on, you will do as I say, and the only words I want to hear from you is yes, sir. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Here you go, darling. I made some soup. I thought I'd bring you a bowl.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Let me pour it into another bowl.
There's no need for that, darling. I live upstairs. I'll come and get the bowl from you later. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks.
We just moved into this building.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You want to come in?
I hope I'm not intruding.
No, it's fine.
Excuse me.
It's all right.
Hello.
Hello.
This is my new neighbor.
Nice to meet you.
Yes. Likewise.
Thank you.
Please sit down. There's no one else
sure.
here.
Excuse me.
Please sit down. Please, you can sit on the couch.
Thank you. Oh, wow. It's so nice and tidy here.
Yes. Sahar, was there an empty unit here?
I don't know.
Yes, there was. Just above this unit, a unit 5.
We're happy to meet you.
Me too. Are you two sisters?
No. I'm Sahar's friend. I came here tonight so she wouldn't be alone.
Does Sahar live alone?
Yes.
Help yourself.
Thank you.
Do you want me to peel anything for you?
No, darling. Thank you. But I'll manage.
No worries.
Sorry for troubling you.
It's no trouble at all.
Why do you live alone, sweetheart?
Sahar's father passed away, and her sister recently got married and moved out of town. Her mum is living with Sahar's sister now, but once she settles down a bit, she'll move back with Sahar.
Yes, well, she should come back. It's not a good idea to live alone. Why aren't you married, dear?
There aren't any good men around, ma'am.
If you lower your expectations, you'll find a good man. Tell me, aren't you married either?
Not yet.
Isn't it a pity, darling? You should choose someone and get married while you're still young. One of my dreams is to see my son married. By the way, Mustafa told me to apologize to you on his behalf. Apparently he parked his car in front of your car.
Oh, so you're Mr. Aziz's mother?
That's right. The poor thing was really upset.
It doesn't matter. These things happen.
Darling, there is nothing better than marriage. I think the most beautiful thing in life is for a man and a woman to grow old together and to look after each other until they die. I hope to God that my son will fall in love with someone and get married soon. I keep worrying that he'll be alone. I keep worrying about that.
It's not too late yet. Mr. Aziz is still young.
He's a really good boy, too. He's modest and kind and hard-working. And if his wife doesn't want me to live with them, I can always rent a small place for myself.
So why don't you choose someone for him?
Well, I introduced a couple of girls to him, but he says he wants to find his soulmate himself. Well, I better go. He's going to wonder where I am. Excuse me.
You didn't have anything.
I'll come by some other time, dear. We've still got a lot to talk about. Goodbye. Thank you. I'll see you later.
No worries. See you.
Go and sit down, please. I'll manage. Don't come outside, dear. It's dark out here.
Goodbye.
Go back inside.
Here comes the bride, all dressed in white.
Come on, give me a break, Farhana.
It was so obvious she came here to see you. The bowl of soup was an excuse. I think it was love at first sight for him when he saw you in the parking lot the other day.
You're crazy.
Who, me or Mr. Azizi?
Hey, why did you lie to her so much?
They were just white lies. Don't worry. If things get serious, I will go and talk to your mum and tell her to come here and live here for a while until things work out for you. I want you to get married so much, Sahar, so we can make that jerk feel jealous. Hey, I'll go and warm it up so we can see what she's got in store for you.
زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.